Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every night at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The monthly meeting for the Black River Amateur Radio Club will be on March 18th. It's a Tuesday at 106 Schuyler Street at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art Community Center. Everybody is welcome to attend, and we hope to see you there. If you'd like to do a weekly net as the net controller, please contact anyone in the club. We can definitely set that up for you. If you if you're listening in for the net and it doesn't start at its regularly scheduled time, feel free to pick up the net on your own if it's a couple minutes past the top of the hour. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA200Z, hi Jeff. KC2NBU.
And 5AOW. Okay, there's three. We'll start at the top with K2ZNZ. Jeff, good evening. Your signal sounds good. I'm assuming you you have the beam there working. What's going on tonight?
Yeah, actually, it's been working pretty good. It was just that one period there in January that it got froze up pretty bad on me. But as of the last month or so, it's been pretty good. You know, generally speaking, there's been a few nights it froze up. But normally a beautiful sunny day today for the most part. The sun came out towards noon. And it's a really pleasant day. It was kind of still a little bit on the chilly side. I didn't get the highs. I would say in the low 30s at best. And right now we're at 20... let me see here if I can see it better. I think it's 27.1 now in the Central New York area here. So with that, I'll just say good evening to everybody. 73s,
KA2NZ. Okay, well, hopefully it'll get a little warmer this week. That's what they're calling for. Back up in the 30s and 40s, and then a little cool down, then back up again in the upper 30s. We'll have to see. Somebody saying there we might get some rain, too. I'd like to see a little bit of that myself. Okay, Jack. Thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. And you have a good evening. Like I said, your signal sounds great tonight. All right, KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's up?
I'm playing with different radios. Does my signal sound okay?
Sounds 100% perfect. Full quieting.
I'm trying the little short antenna on a portable. Let's see. I'm checking the temperature right now. 21 degrees and cloudy here up on the hill. And a nice quiet Sunday.
Okay, Ray, well the radio sounds fine. No static whatsoever, so you sound good. Yeah, that's about what we have here for the same temperature, and it's it wasn't a bad day. Could have used a little more sun, I guess. You know, a little hotter sun anyway, I should say. But we had a pretty decent day here too, so. All right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff, Ray, and Jack. Not a whole lot here, N5AOW. A little quiet during the day. Didn't do a whole lot. Kept inside and stayed warm. Not really as warm today as it was yesterday, but still a nice day. Sun was out, you know, a lot of people were out and enjoying the day and looking pretty good otherwise. So, with that, I think I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, at 5AOW.
All All right, Bill. Yeah, I think that's the consensus there. Not as nice as it was yesterday, but still pretty nice. Consider what we've all gone through here this winter. This is a beautiful weather. Well, all right. Thanks, Bill. You have a good evening up there, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
Kilo Alpha 2, Radio Quebec Radio, Dan Rome, no traffic.
KC2WI.
The first station, was that Kilo Alpha 2, Radio Echo Radio?
Radio Quebec Radio, KA2RQR, over.
Roger that, okay. Yeah, it took a little bit, I hadn't heard that. I don't think I've heard that sign in, well, I don't know if I've ever heard it here on the net. Well, good evening. What's going on?
Not much. Just, well, I checked in many months ago. I just got back from wintering in San Diego. A little bit too earlier than I had expected because I'm freezing over.
So you're saying you're not used to it anymore, huh?
The blood's thinned out, I guess.
Roger, is your handle Dan?
Affirmative.
Roger, okay, we just looked you up. Alright, do you have anything else to add to the net here before we move on? Anything else going on?
No, not at all, just tying some flies and listening. 7-3s, KH4QR.
You're thinking my kind of thoughts there. I'm ready for spring and fishing and everything else, so. All right, well, thanks for checking in, Dan. You have a good evening. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Feel free to check in again. All right, KC2WIP, good evening. Did you get any snowmobiling done this weekend? KC2WI, you copy? Well, you might have had to pick up a landline there, so we'll do another shout-out for any check-ins. This is KD2AIT.
KA200, Dan is still there. I'd like to say a quick hello to him. KA200.
Affirmative, Jack. Good to hear you. And hope you're doing well, over.
Yep, we are. Holding on. good to hear you, Dan. Thank you, Jeff. KA200.
Myself, I had a lazy day today. I didn't do much of anything. I watched a few movies. I kicked back around the house. We did it, so me and the wife cleaned up the house a little bit. And, you know, I had a late night last night. I had some business contacts coming from out of town, and we had a late meeting. And it was nice just to kind of sit around and not do much of anything today. Felt good. Although I am itching to get outside, just like every other creature. I'm ready for this spring to get going and get fired up. So, let's see if Pete's back yet. KC2WI, you copy? All right. I don't know what happened to Pete. If you come out back in, Pete, just give us a shout. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, this is the final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And Pete, we'll give you one more shot. KC2WI, are you there, or did you unplug your rig? Okay, hearing no response, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of regular which you use. I'd like to thank Jack, Ray, Bill, Dan, and Pete for checking in tonight. Say 73 is both listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
I don't know what happened here. Radio changed frequency on me, it looks like. KC2WI.
Yeah, I think Jeff gave up on you. He gave you like two or three calls, and then he closed the net.
I don't know what happened. I don't have any up-down buttons on the microphone because it isn't the stock microphone, and it's very strange. Well, anyway, KC2WI.
Well, he logged in as a check-in. Yeah, when I put my radio on lock every time I'm done. If I don't screw it up, one of the cats does. It's always stepping on my stuff.
Well, this is an old Icon 28H, and the original microphone, there was up and down on it, but I don't have the original microphone, so I have a little extra push button wired in there that if I push it, I can get the thing to go into scan, but it's, you know, I had to make a special effort to go reach over and push the button. So, never done that before. Well, in any case, well, keep an eye on it. It's 24 degrees here, so I don't think it's going to get real cold tonight. And we might, I think they said an inch up, it said 100% chance of snow, 1 to 2 inches. And then tomorrow it's 60 or 80 or something, but it says up to an inch, and it says mostly before 9 a.m. So hopefully it'll do it snowing tonight and clear up so the traveling is good. I got to go into town tomorrow, and it's nice to do it when it isn't snowing.
Yeah, well, does that model have a lock button?
I don't know. Maybe on the original microphone there was, sometimes there's a lock switch, but I don't have the original microphone. There's nothing on the front panel of the radio. That's a mobile rig.
Well, it still sounds good.
Yeah, I like this old radio. The microphone is a Radio Shack, no realistic CB microphone. I picked up at a ham fest, and works good on it. But I'm assuming the original one was, touch tones, and it had an up and down button. I don't need touch tones for anything here. And the only thing I needed the up and down was, you know, usually if you hold one of those, it'll scan. So I just wired in on appropriate pins on the microphone connector a push button so I can get it to go in the scan if I wanted to. Basically all it's doing is scanning this repeater and the Lelva repeater. I've never seen it done that before. What it has done about three times now is the back light's gone out. And I said, oh, the bulb's finally burned out. And after some amount of time, I turn it on and look over it, and all of a sudden the light's on. So I don't know what's going on there. Maybe the filament is, you know, broken, but sometimes it makes contact. And I'm not sure it would be terribly hard to fix. It isn't a real tiny radio, so I think it could probably get at it. But it's not really that important in the house here.
Yeah, well, the important thing is it still works. You never know. A lot of things can affect it. Well, Octane will probably be checking in, looking for check-ins in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to leave the radio on for another 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened here. I thought I just installed Classic Shell on this computer, but I don't think you got to reboot it. Well, I don't know. It's always something. All right. Catch you later, KC2WI.
Okay, I have KC2MBU, right? and N5AOW Golf. Thank you both for checking in. Do appreciate it. This is KB2KOJ for Octane. Are there any other stations with or without traffic? This is KB2KOJ for Octane. Final call for Octane for stations with or without traffic. Before I go down and check the ONI at 146.85, anyone else wishing to sign in stations via file call? Okay, nothing else said. I want to thank everyone for checking in this evening. Do appreciate it, and we'll say 7-3 to all. Hope to hear everyone tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is correct.